the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like
that. Ah, Florida does this to themselves, Duval. Donkey of the day for Thursday, April 29th goes to Leela Centner. Okay, co-founder of a private school in Miami named Centner Academy. Now, what does your Uncle Charlotte always say about the great state of Florida? I've been telling y'all for years. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Now, I'm not a religious person, but there is a Bible scripture, Isaiah 5:20, and that scripture is, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Basically, folks who see things backwards, okay? Imagine if you knew someone who thought up was down, who thought hot was cold, and they argued with you about it. Like you're sitting there in 90-degree heat, balls sweating, forehead glistening, and then somebody walks up to you in some jeans, Tim's, a fur coat, a Scully, and they telling you it's freezing out. You would look at that person like they are insane. Well, that's how we all look at Florida. Yeah, Florida, that's how y'all act. See, the world is getting vaccinated. The U.S. is one of the top countries with one of the highest vaccination rates per 100 people. I don't know what the latest number is, but 20% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. You have countries around the world easing restrictions for fully vaccinated people looking to vacation. Many colleges across the country will require the COVID vaccine before they enter. I got a bunch of them here. George Washington University, Emory, Clark Atlanta, Morehouse, Spelman, just to name a few. Okay, they're going to require you to have a COVID vaccine before you come back to school. Basically, we can get back to some sort of normalcy, even though things will never be normal like we knew them. But like the greatest R&B singer of the past decade, Miguel, once said, what's normal anyway? But we can get back to some sort of normalcy if people are vaccinated. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I'm not about this COVID vaccine life either. Not against it, just not willing to be a part of this first wave. Not to mention, I'm not really a vaccine guy. I don't think I've ever had a flu shot that I can remember. So if I don't need to get it, I probably won't. Just being honest. But I don't knock anyone who does. Do your thing. Okay, people getting vaccinated are making life easier for everybody else. People getting vaccinated are causing restrictions to be loosened. So do your thing. Okay, now if the rest of the country, the rest of the world is opening up more for folks who are vaccinated, if colleges across America are making it mandatory to have the vaccine to return to school, what do you think Florida's doing? Let's go to WFOR CBS 4 Miami for the report, please.
Maribel, the CEO of the Centner Academy, has shared conspiracy theories recently on her Instagram. Now she's making a move at her own private school. The Centner Academy announcing it won't employ people who get the COVID-19 vaccine. In letters to parents and teachers, the private school asked teachers and staff who want to be vaccinated to wait until the end of the school year and said they, quote, cannot allow recently vaccinated people near students. In letters, the school called the vaccine experimental and claimed tens of thousands of women worldwide had adverse reproductive issues like miscarriages or irregular periods by just being near someone who was recently vaccinated. Theories which have been debunked by doctors and the CDC.
The school has told teachers if they do want to get the vaccine over the summer, they won't be allowed back to school until those vaccine clinical trials are complete.
So Centner Academy won't let you in if you're vaccinated. Please, if you have never listened to your Uncle Charlotte before, listen to me now. Whatever makes sense everywhere else will never make sense in Florida. We live in a world where vaccinated people are being welcomed. Places aren't even allowing you in if you aren't vaccinated. But here comes Florida to let you know, don't you bring your vaccinated ass over here, okay? We don't want you in our Centner Academy. If you're vaccinated, Leela Centner doesn't want you in the school. She said, and I quote, she talks about vaccinated people the way people speak about folks with COVID. She said, folks that are vaccinated may be transmitting something from their bodies that could harm others, particularly the reproductive systems, fertility, and normal growth development in women and children. This is like shaming someone for calling an Uber when they're drunk. This is like shaming your homegirl for taking a Plan B pill, okay, after she may have gotten her club shot up. This is like shaming someone for wearing a seatbelt while driving. This is like the dude in the hood who shames you because you went to college, okay, because you're reading a book. Oh, educated ass nigga. All right, this is like shaming someone for wearing a condom. That's exactly what this is. Imagine inviting someone into a whorehouse and it's a bunch of different humans for him to have sex with. So this guy pulls out a 20-pack of condoms and you say, That latex is not welcome here. That latex is transmitting something that could harm others. By the way, that could be a thing in Florida. Why? Because it's Florida. I don't have anything else to say about this because some donkeys, especially ones from Florida, sell themselves. Please give Linda Sintner the sweet sound in the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
I guarantee you it's a whorehouse in Florida that doesn't welcome condoms. Guarantee it.
Well.
All right.
DM me.
Yeah, stay out of there.
I just want to know about it. DM me. I know it exists.
I met a girl Florida. In Jersey one time. That
you know what?
What'd you say, Drum?
I met a girl in Jersey one time that didn't accept condoms.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? She wouldn't want you to wear one?
Yeah. She actually shamed me for playing on a condom.
Really? Uh-huh. What happened after you hit Raw?
I didn't.
You're a liar.
Yeah, that was liar.
You're a liar.
Man, you are a liar, and you've always been a liar.
I was young.
Sounds you're like you got a kid out there somewhere.
You're a liar. It's a little bearded 7-year-old out there right now.
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Dramos Jr.
Dramos hit for real. I know you hit.
Nah, I took my toys and I went home.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.